Minnesota GOP Representative Jim Hagedorn dies at 59 after battling kidney cancer. By Hannah Blow on February 18, 2022. Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn, RMN, 59, died Thursday after battling kidney cancer, his wife announced on Friday. "It is with a broken heart, shattered spirit and overwhelming sadness I share my husband Congressman Jim Hagedorn passed away peacefully last night." His wife Jennifer Carnahan, the former chairwoman of the Minnesota Republican Party, announced in a Facebook post. "Jim loved our country and loved representing the people of southern Minnesota. Every moment of every day he lived his dream by serving others. There was no stronger conservative in our state than my husband, and it showed in how he voted, led and fought for our country," she continued. Hagedorn took office in 2018 and was diagnosed with advanced stage kidney cancer the following year. He announced his battle in February 2020 and began to receive treatment, having one kidney removed along with cancerous tissue surrounding the kidney, according to the Washington Post. In July, he announced a reoccurrence of his kidney cancer, the Post added. Representative Betty McCollum, DMN, offered her condolences, noting that her colleague bravely endured the personal challenge of cancer treatment with dignity and grace while serving our country and his constituents. "Despite our policy differences on many issues, Jim and I were united in the common goal of achieving greater opportunities for future generations of Minnesotans," she said, offering her condolences for his family. "I'm saddened to hear about the passing of Rep. Hagedorn. He was a fighter for his constituents and a friend to so many, including me," Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, said upon hearing the news. "Through his battle against cancer, he showed a level of determination that should inspire us all. My condolences to Jennifer and all his family," she added. "Gwen and I are thinking of Congressman Jim Hagedorn's family and loved ones today," Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, said. "May they find peace during this difficult time."